Yeah, make what you will off the first story. John Sharden had a heart attack last night in prison. He was done for manslaughter a few years ago for his wife, Novi. No one's ever found the body. He got 15 years for manslaughter. He had a heart attack in jail, and you know, they worked on him for 30 minutes. A lot of people are saying that's 30 minutes too long. But, yeah, I think it's not going to be too many people that are disappointed today.
No, I doubt that.
It's breaking news.
I doubt it. All right, unfortunately, this is extremely disappointing, and I know for Flan, this is a personal journey that you're still going through. There's a drug for breast cancer, and this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in Australia.
Yeah.
So there's a drug called from a company called AstraZeneca that really does help with breast cancer sufferers. So terminally ill breast cancer patients will have to pay $1,600 a month for life-saving treatment that normally would be subsidised for $16 a month after the drug company rejected a government subsidy.
So what do
That is a loaded gun to a patient's face. That is, like, what? Why wouldn't you accept a government subsidy to cover it? So, yeah, they're saying around $6.60 for pensioners.
That's a lot to pensioners.
That is a lot.
Well, it's now at $1,600.
So they said starting the treatment should cost, though, if you're on this, it's extremely expensive, around $5,000 just to kick it off. So a lot of people, including the Australian government, is urging AstraZeneca to come to an agreement with the federal government. This is where ScoMo absolutely has to step in as a prime minister. You can't look. I feel like I'm reading out a story from America.
Absolutely.
So this is happening here.
It's a big need to know. Thank you, Bridge. AstraZeneca sounds like someone who lives in Byron Bay, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Serenities, mate. Yeah.
You're not wrong. Look, here it's grand final weekend. Oh. As Spider has put it so well, we've had months and months of beautiful weather. We get some grand finals and a flatty fishing bash, and it's going to belt down rain. But as Spide says, very optimistically, it can rain all it likes in the morning while we're fishing.
Yeah.
As long as it's all right for the grand final. Little word of warning, this is not, with all that rain around, this is no weekend to get on the vodka coffees and fall down a drain. All right? Because you'll end up in the Broadwater.
Yeah.